Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, one of the nicest things about being, and we mentioned this at the very start, about being on holiday is the hotel buffet. But are you one of those people, as Sarah mentioned at the start, stuffing your pockets at the breakfast buffet for a free lunch with pastries and fruit and yogurt and so on? I'm joined now by Sinead Fox of Bumble of Rice. You're with us on the line, Sinead. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
You've heard of this, I'm sure. Do you do it?
I don't. I will admit I have been known to maybe take the odd banana when I have very small children.
And the odd roll.
The whole allure of the breakfast buffet is when it's in front of you and it's a smorgasbord full of this magnificent banquet, better than even they had at the Traitors every night with their beautiful breakfast buffets that were laid out. Mm. But, you know, it's there and it's in front of you and it looks fabulous. But once you remove it from the breakfast room, the allure of it goes.
I don't know. Well, not for the 20%. There's a new survey of Irish holiday goers. Well, I read it for listeners. There's 20% of us hoard hotel breakfast buffet items for lunch to save cash. Now, given the cost of staying in a hotel, I do understand that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, things are expensive. Now, I think I'd probably be more inclined to kind of go for the eat as much as I can when I'm there in the hope that I won't be hungry until late afternoon. You know, that's kind of maybe more how I hoard it. But, I think there's some etiquette comes into it. So, you know, if you're the 11 o'clock breakfast and you're the last ones there, that's grand. But if I'm going downstairs and not getting any of my pan of chocolates or croissants because somebody who came in at 8 has brought them all for their lunch, that stings, you know, that does sting.
But I mean, okay, so what if you don't have a huge appetite, right? And you don't eat an awful lot of breakfast, but... Sorry, I'm just trying to find a way to make this okay, Sinead, because I do this all the time. Like I do, and I do eat it later. Like I did it very recently, a couple of weeks ago. You know, a couple of little small mini croissants and a few slices of the nice sweet bread and a couple of bananas.
You think she'd be too embarrassed?
Did you leave some for the other people?
There was
though?
Loads.
That's the whole
there was
thing.
Loads.
Yeah, but that's the thing. There's a lot of places you go, and particularly the mini croissants, they're always gone really quickly. Or the little Nutella packs; those kind of things disappear. The things that you really want. Now, like I don't necessarily think there's people taking rashers and sausages and scrambled eggs and bringing them up to the room.
I have not yet done that.
Great idea. You know, but the ham and cheese, you do see, or, you know, the odd roll. I've definitely taken fruit.
Yeah. So the question is, in your view, is it, you think it's not acceptable maybe if you're taking the last bits? And I can understand that for other people.
Yeah, that's
but
just
from the hotel's
good manners.
Perspective, do you think you sort of need to be sneaky about it if you're doing it?
Well, I've looked at this because I saw one of these budget bloggers, influencers sharing this top tip, what to do, a few weeks ago. And my mind kind of spun about it. There are some hotels who have notices telling you that you're only to eat the food there. And I've never come across one. So maybe relax about it in the hotels that I stay in. Mm. I've never seen a notice. So people have said, no, they don't have, they've spoken to hotels and they don't have any issue with it.
Yeah, as long as you're not, you know, going mad. Although I have a text in here that is really shaming me now, I have to say. If you paid for breakfast, you're entitled to eat your breakfast. But I don't see any difference between shoplifting and surreptitiously stuffing your bag with provisions for a lunch for which you have not paid. I once sat in a hotel dining room as the mortified manager asked the guests not to remove food from the dining room. The food was intended for breakfast.
You're clearly missing
a
trick.
But I just want to be clear, right? I'm not taking meal.
You admitted it. You admitted culpability at the start of the program.
It's more like for my 11 o'clock.
You're missing a trick. Why do you have kids if you don't send them up to do the dirty work for you? Go up, kids, and get a pan of raisin, a pan of chocolate.
It's just the mini ones. It's just for a little bite of something to eat with your coffee later.
Are you bringing your lunchbox with you, or are you just wrapping them in a napkin? Yeah. It's probably fair game. If you're bringing your lunchbox, or I saw this lady on Instagram was bringing her a big Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And I was thinking, that's probably the step too far, so it's degrees of it.
Yeah.
I stayed in a lovely hotel in Cork recently. What they did was they put the leftover breakfast buffet out in reception for people to have. So that
that's
when you were checking
idea.
Out, they
what
had the croissants.
What if there's a really lovely bowl for the sugar or jam? Would you go that far, Sinead? Huh?
I would take, I do take the little Biscoff biscuits now if I'm staying in a hotel room, or, you know, the Walker shortbread. Mm. If I don't eat that, I feel they want to eat
that. Is that not the same principle?
This is my question.
It's not.
Because I would do that. You know those little wrapped biscuits that you
pastries.
Get and you might not want it,
no.
but you stick in your bag
That's
for later.
Different to robbing pastries and bowls
robbing,
and cutlery, which you admitted earlier on. Brendan
it's
Conroy more. Says, on another topic, loads of hotel breakfast food is thrown out.
Yeah.
Well, not if this
not,
crowd is around,
not
Brendan,
if I'm
I can
around
tell you.
You do worry about the waste, you know, and like sometimes, I suppose, if you're at the end of it, you're saying there's no sausages left or there's no eggs left
yeah.
or whatever it is. Like that can be frustrating. But we all do. Like, I think it's probably, maybe it's every country, but we're very bad at going down for our breakfast on time as well.
Yeah,
well, so like the 11 o'clock rush, you know, we all rock in. And then what do you mean the people who came down at 9 got all the pan au chocolat? What do you mean there's no eggs left? What do you mean? Where's the fruit salad? All the berries have been eaten out of it. There's only... grapefruit
okay.
left.
Well, here's what I'll do. Here's what there's a drive time amnesty for people who text us right now to 51551 and admit guilt as to robbing stuff from the breakfast buffet. Sinead Fox, Bumbles of Rice travel blogger, Míle Buíochas.